The inflection point was Snowden, really. And we saw, sometimes people say to me, how can you start talking about it? Now you're going to let the bad guys know. Long before I became FBI director, 3 months, the bad guys got a very clear look. And terrorist tradecraft changed, lots of tradecraft changed. Apple didn't make its change, though, till the end of 2014. And it surprised me and surprised all of us. I remember how I first commented on this. It was in the paper one morning, and I happened to be having a regular pencil and pad meeting with the press that covers us. And someone said, I wasn't even planning to talk about this. And someone says, what do you think about the fact that all Apple phones are going to be encrypted now? And I imprudently just sort of winged something. But the conversation about surveillance was not driven by Apple's change or my reaction to Apple's change or litigation. It began in the summer of 2013. And you can debate whether from overall perspective it was good or bad. I think it was bad, but others have a different view. But I think that's when that conversation began. And I think we have an opportunity to channel it into something healthy. I don't think it should freak you out. I think you should demand the details, demand to know how the government conducts surveillance, how they're overseen, how they're constrained, demand to know how these devices work, demand to know whether it is true. I mean, I saw someone knew this, so I copied it. I put a piece of tape. I have a laptop, personal laptop. I put a piece of tape over the camera because I saw somebody smarter than I had a piece of tape over their camera. And so I think you should channel it into a healthy awareness, a demand for information, and engagement, especially young people. You really should.